valuable of his father, say his fishing rod or something, the father, you might say the father got awfully
mad.
Yeah. And if a nurse sent a little boy home from school early because he what?
Wasn't submissive in school.
Yeah. That, yeah,
disobedient.
Yeah, but the nurse sent him home, not...
Not the teacher, the nurse.
Yeah, the nurse sent him home so he because he was what at school?
I wouldn't know.
The little boy was... The little boy what sick at school today?
It's a little boy taking sick.
Yeah. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you might say he feels sick.
Oh, yeah.
He feels sick where?
In his stomach, though.
Okay. Oh. And right. And what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave, or what will get you."
Sometimes it's mother will get you, dad will get you.
Yeah, but this is more like a spirit.
Yes, yeah, a Hank Kitchen. Get you. You don't scare them no more now. You got to show them.
Show them.
I don't scare them no more.
What would you? How would you greet a friend? On December 25th.
What?
How would you greet a friend on December
25th? You having a special time to greet one?
No, just on that day. I mean, would you have a special way to greet someone on December 25th?
No.
As opposed to other days of the year?
No.
If you met somebody in from your church on Christmas morning, how would you greet him?
I'd say good morning. Happy New Year or something. Mm-hmm. First Christmas Day.
I see. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to move from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far."
Walk this very far.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
So, I just can't recall that name. I don't know what you're talking about.
And there's some that live on land.
Yeah, I know.
Either a terrapin or a turtle or something like that.
Yeah, you see a turtle. Hard shell, they hatch egg in the sand, I think, the turtle.
You know, is a turtle the one that lives on water or land?
It's most in sand, land.
And the one that lives in water, you call it?
Salt. I don't know what you call him. I never had a question dealing with water too.
Yeah, okay, sure, why not? What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Intestine of a hog?
The insides of a hog that can be eaten. I mean, would you call it either tripe or chitlins or something like that?
Chitlin.
Alright. And what do you call the center of an egg?
Yellow.
Alright. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Upper part. Yeah. Chest.
Alright. And what do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you might use on a lake? If you're going fishing, you might get out in this thing and go out in the middle of the lake.
I'll leave it down for that question.
Yeah, I mean, it would be either a bateau or a boat or something like
that. Yeah, I've never been out on one.
I see.
Or a bateau.
Okay, what do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Right. And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
So she has beads around her neck, you put it.
Yeah, I mean, set or pair, would you use one of those?
Earring or something.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say the one man really what the other one.
Really, these what?
They had a fight.